Then suddenly, everything was just like jazz. It happened in one insane second or so. I looked up and saw Jaffe running down the mountain in huge 20-foot leaps, running, leaping, landing with a great drive of his booted heels, bouncing 5 feet or so, running, then taking another long, crazy, yelling, yodelating sail down the sides of the world. And in that flash, I realized, it's impossible to fall off mountains, you fool. And with a yodel of my own, I suddenly got up and began running down the mountain after him, doing exactly the same huge leaps, the same fantastic runs and jumps. And in the space of about 5 minutes, I'd guess, Jaffe Ryder and I, in my sneakers, driving the heels of my sneakers right into sand, rock, boulders, I didn't care anymore. I was so anxious to get down out of there. Came leaping and yelling like mountain goats, or I'd say like Chinese lunatics of 1,000 years ago, enough to raise the hair on the head of the meditating Morley by the lake, who said he looked up and saw us flying down and couldn't believe it. In fact, with one of my greatest leaps and loudest screams of joy, I came flying right down to the edge of the lake and dug my sneakered heels into the mud and just fell, sitting there, glad. Jaffe was already taking his shoes off and pouring sand and pebbles out. It was great. I took off my sneakers and poured out a couple of buckets of lava dust and said, "Ah, Jaffe, you taught me the final lesson of them all. You can't fall off a mountain."